Welcome to the European CME Forum podcast. European CME Forum is a not-for-profit organization that promotes multi-channel discussion on matters relating to European and global CME CPD. My name is Eugene Pozniak. I'm the program director of European CME Forum. In today's episode, James Reuter from Salus Global presents highlights from the breakout session he led during last year's 13th annual meeting of the European CME Forum. The focus of today's episode is process-oriented simulations, a gift to quality and safety.
We essentially spoke of the difference between knowledge and its application by interprofessional teams in the field as it pertains to improving quality and safety. As such, we presented the opportunities offered to quality and safety by the process-oriented in situ simulations, which allows the local translation of the knowledge held within a guideline or a policy to its practical application within the field. We also highlighted the difference between those policies, procedures, and guidelines, or work as imagined, and the way that work is actually done by the frontline team, which is called work as done. And I think that was a concept that was of value to the people who attended. And we also spoke of the limitations of traditional simulations in healthcare, which will tend to have to reconcile performance to a standard. But if people aren't actually following that standard, then how does care improve? And so then we had a breakout session where we asked the participants to what they thought of the concept and how they might modify their own processes to introduce and bring that through. We wrapped the entire session around an example of a COVID simulation, which certainly was very impactful within our own country. Which has, in fact, 13 different health systems. So when you have 13 different health systems and different guidance that changes every day, do you update your simulation every single day? Do you have 13 different simulations as base? And how do you manage that? And so we chose the process-oriented in situ simulations as a solution, which worked quite well.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much for that. It seems to be the ultimate goal is to look at what's happening in practice, yeah, as done. And were there questions sort of in the room around how that information actually fed into the simulation, how this model is sort of kept up to date in practice?
No, the questions were more about making sure that you whenever you approach a simulation or education in any way, respect, is to talk about the why and make sure that there's evidence about the gaps. Those were mainly the outputs of the group discussions. The simulation doesn't have to be kept up, and that's the beauty of the process-oriented simulation. The guideline is within the room, and the policies and procedures, and what you do is you challenge the navigation of the patient through your systems, through your processes. So I would recommend that anybody take a look at the simulation and the package that was part of that breakout session. It will help explain. So for those who weren't part of the session, it will help explain how you use them to your benefit and harmonize care within the environment, as opposed to having everybody do their own thing, which is traditional.
That was James Reuter from Salus Global discussing process-oriented simulations. This episode is relevant to the JECME 2021 Special Collection on Digitization of Continuing Education in the Health Professions, which is inviting article submissions until 17th of September 2021. If you would like to learn more about this topic, you can now register for the 14th annual meeting and gain access to the complete archive of last year's 13th annual European CME Forum, consisting of all the plenary and workshop sessions with over 18 hours of CME CPD content from a faculty of 70 experts in European and global CME. More information on the upcoming 14th annual European CME Forum and this year's JECME Special Collection can be found on our website, cmeforum.org. Thank you for listening, and join us for more episodes as we explore all things CME CPD.